I was trying to think, and you were talking about Roman Catholicism, probably the most I ever heard about Catholicism when I was growing up was when Al Smith was running for president, and I was in the second or third grade. And the term then for Democrats was Catholic lovers. And then Wendell Willkie, oh, the Republicans were all Wilkieites. And in between campaigns, they're just Democrats and Republicans.
Now, someone who maybe, especially a few years ago, would have real long hair, beard, wear beads, and that kind of thing.
Hippie.
Would that work? Did that denote a style of dress, or was it a political attitude, or what exactly?
A style of life. A total style of life.
So it really wasn't a political thing, it was kind of lifestyle, social.
No, it was a lifestyle, and incidentally, I was in the park in San Francisco the day they had their rally.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And one of them took a picture of me. Look at the square.
I was only in San Francisco at the airport for a couple of hours one day.
Just give me a day in San Francisco anytime.
Now, say, someone who, a member of the same sex that you, maybe a girl you grew up with, very close to, and did everything, and ran around together, she'd be your
best friend.
And say that you're someone who's kind of a surrogate parent. Any name for somebody who would be kind of a surrogate parent?
Yeah, Aunt So-and-so.
And I do the same thing. When you were coming up as a girl, did you have a group of kids that you hung around with or played with in particular?
Not really, because I was usually sick. I was run over by a car when I was very small, and I was quite often in the hospital having surgery and this, that, and the other. And I had my group, but I wasn't with them as much. But they were a very loyal group, and we are still the group that those of us who are left in town.
Did y'all have a name for yourselves when you were coming up? Would you call yourself the gang?
The rest of them did, but I wasn't with them enough. They called themselves Six Links because there were six of them, I think. And I would have made seven, yes. But we all ran around with the same boys, and I think the best summer I ever had, I went to camp then every summer. So when they were doing the summer things, I wasn't here because heat affects me, and we didn't have air conditioning in those days. And I went to camp in June and came back the end of August, and if I wasn't having surgery. My patient number at Warm Springs is 248. I was a patient of Dr. Hoke, who was the first chief surgeon, and so he took me on. He took his patients and completed them. But I was not allowed to go in the water because they didn't know what caused polio. It made me so mad they let my sister go in.